Healthcare access can be limited in small towns and even more so on Native American reservations. But in the town of Lapway, Idaho, providers are working to build a better health system. NWPB's Rachel Sun spoke with the director of Namiapu Health about her path to medicine as a Native doctor and building a better future for the next generations.
When Dr. Kim Hartwig decided she wanted to become a doctor, she was 13 years old. Hartwig says it started when her older sister, a national-level basketball player, tore her ACL.
When she recovered, she played like she wasn't ever injured. And I was just amazed at that recovery and attributed her successful return to the court to the doctor. And so I was going to be a doctor who fixed little girls' knees so they could play basketball.
Today, Hartwig is the director of Namiapu Health, a health center run by the Nez Perce tribe. She says her connections to her family and community have always been a driving force.
You know, as a physician, I could be anywhere, but I went into medicine to help my community, and so here's where I am.
Health centers in Native communities often have limited services, but that's not the case here. The clinic is run by the tribe instead of Indian Health Services, or IHS. Namiapu Health offers dental, behavioral health, optometry, an in-house lab and pharmacy, and a range of wellness programs.
So our wellness center is an important part of our programs that we're trying to expand, really for prevention.
That holistic approach to healthcare is important to Hartwig. She says being a healer goes beyond treating physical ailments. And, she says, Native people still have a lot to heal from, including forced assimilation and loss of language, which happened to her family. Hartwig says when she returned home to Lapway a few years ago, there was still a building standing in town where tribal members were forcefully sterilized.
And I didn't realize that that was why Grandma Hattie, Grandma Mick, you know, why all of these grandmas, they didn't have children.
Native doctors like Hartwig are still few and far between. She and her colleagues are trying to change that.
We have some discussions going on now with Oregon Health Sciences to develop a pathway, and we just need to let our children know, you know, it's doable.
As a young woman, Hartwig didn't have any models of Native women who had succeeded on the same path she chose. She remembers getting pregnant in her first year of medical school and then having meetings to see if she would even be allowed to continue her program.
You know, I was a Native student in medicine, which they didn't have very many of, had a baby, and when they gave me my exam, they were like, oh, we didn't think you were going to show up. And I was like, well, I'm here. You know, you don't know who I am. Can I have my test?
Hartwig says she's working for a future where more Native youth can see themselves in medicine and maybe even their own communities.
And I really try to engage kids and let them participate in my exam. Those things are really important for kids to know that that's not something that's off limits.
Hartwig says she believes that her being here, despite those challenges, speaks to the strength and wisdom of her ancestors. People who foresaw a need for housing, healthcare, education, and hunting rights written into treaties. Today, she's trying to do the same for the next generation.
That's our job. Our job is to prepare for, you know, when we cross over, that people are still here with health and have an identity in our culture.
Reporting in Lapway, Idaho, I'm Rachel Sun.